And at the same time, later on, going to pray for and install the official board of deacons and deaconesses for this year's ministry, I wanted to share with you one of my favorite passages from the book of Isaiah. It is a passage about servant-hearted leadership. And I know that it is a passage that many people have, taken to heart, for it speaks powerfully to each and every one of us who want to grow as a believer in Jesus. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8 reads this way, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hands." 耶和华上帝啊，现在你仍然是我们的父，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你手中的工作。 What was happening to God's people when Isaiah the prophet spoke these words? What was happening at that time? It was a very difficult time for the people of God, the people of Israel. It was also a very difficult time for the prophet Isaiah himself. In our Bible passage today, we are reading only one verse. However, if you have time, and especially when you go home, I would encourage you to dig into a little bit more about the background of Isaiah chapter 63. Even though we took the verse from 64, but go back one chapter beforehand. Isaiah chapter 63 and also 64. After reading those verses, you would understand very quickly that the reason why Isaiah the prophet was very upset was because God's people have deserted God, and they have grown tired of listening and serving the Lord. So after a number of verses, here in verse 8, Isaiah is praying and pleading and begging with God to come down from heavens and change and mold and give the people of Israel a new heart, a new start, a spirit of forgiveness and a spirit of repentance. What has actually gone wrong? The people have grown tired of listening to God. They have become proud in their own eyes, and they have chosen to go after, to pursue their own ideas instead of God's ways. They have become critical of one another. They have become critical of the prophets God sent to them. They have also become critical of God himself. So therefore, in verses 5 through 7, this is part of the laments that the prophet Isaiah was praying. "We have sinned against you. We have turned away from you, O Lord, and we know that you have become very upset, very angry, very mad with us. And O Lord, how can we be saved? No one calls on your name anymore. No one is pleading with you to have mercy on your people. O Lord, you have turned away from us." This was essentially Isaiah's problem with the people. And he knew that unless the people found a solution, they would always be on the other side of God's favor and mercy and power. It sounded like a very hopeless situation, isn't it? Well, however, it is a good thing that the prophet Isaiah didn't quite think so. Isaiah knew that if the people would turn back to God, God would mold the people. God would take care of the people, and God would lead the people again. God would want to bless the people again. So therefore, Isaiah continued his conversation with God, and he prayed to God that, "O Lord," verse 8, "you are still our Father in heaven. You are our Father. We are the clay in your hands, and you are the master potter. We are formed by your hands. So Lord, please do not be so angry with us. Look at us. Have mercy upon us. See that we are your people." Isaiah prayed with all his heart because he knew that even though the hearts of the people have become hardened, nevertheless, if the people would come back and seek after God, God would still mold them. God would still give them a heart of flesh and a heart of repentance, and God could still accomplish his divine plan through his people. So just like the people in Isaiah's day, for us, it doesn't matter if it is a Chinese community church or any other given church, pastors included, it is so very easy for us to sometimes stray away from God. It is so very easy for our hearts to become tired, wearied, and frustrated and discouraged in service to the Lord. However, look at the prophet Isaiah. All is not lost. If we turn back to the Lord and ask God to forgive us, asking him to restore us, we can have confidence that God can mold us and he will equip and enable us. Because after all is said and done, God is still the porter, the divine porter, and we are still pieces of clay in his hands. I once took a class in pottery, and here's what some of the things that I learned about making pots. One, the potter put his power in the clay. The clay doesn't work itself. The potter or the someone else has to put a little bit of water, a little bit of instruments together in order to knead and mold the clay. The clay will feel the strength and the power and the purpose of the hands that was molding it. When we work, we work. But however, as God's servants, whether you are on the board, you are pastors, or you are just serving in a corner of the church, thinking that no one would notice, we know that God notices everything. And we know that when we work under God, what can God do? God would enable us to feel his strength and his power and purposes as we serve him. What happened to a piece of clay? If you forget and leave it out for a long time, very quickly, it dries up and it gets hardened, making it very difficult to work with it. But even in those situations, Isaiah tells us, God is able to have the power, the ability, and the desire to reshape us into something new and something beautiful. So that through us, reshaped by God, we would be of kingdom, we would become kingdom servants for him. So I pray that, and I know that pastors and other people are praying from time to time, and we will do that again this year. We will pray that for all of us who serve, especially for ministers, for board leaders, for committee members. We pray that as we serve, we would from time to time realize that we are being shaped by the divine porter, that we can feel God's power guiding us, preserving us, encouraging us, and motivating us forward. We pray that when we are discouraged, it will be a renewed opportunity for us to pause before God and let God work in us, work through us, and let God restore us again. So that when we serve, and especially when we see results, we can praise God because we know that all this came from God's power, working within and also through his people. I also learned a second lesson about pottery class, that the potter put his patience, I like the word better, perseverance, into the clay as he works. God knows that he desires spiritual maturity. And he also knows that spiritual maturity cannot be rushed. So God is going to work with us from time to time, in fact, all the time, to form our Christ-like character within. He would do so one experience at a time. It could be one critical moment or one frustration at a time. But nevertheless, God promises to work with us at all times. He will be patient with us. He will be forbearing with us. And he's going to persevere with us as we serve him. Sometimes we know that, you know, when you work on a piece of clay, it is very easy for the clay to shift center of gravity and get off the spinning wheel. And in that case, the potter has a very messy situation to clean up. And even when that happened, God says he's going to pick up all the pieces and he's going to redesign us into a work of beauty. God says it doesn't matter. When we serve, we can be assured that there will be a lot of frustrating moments. We can be certain that, you know, from time to time, we will become critical, maybe critical of ourselves, of one another, and perhaps sometimes even becoming critical with God. But let's remember that God persevere with us, because God knows that a lot of these unpleasant experiences are actually flying arrows from the enemies. He knows that a lot of these kind of experiences are expressions of the old person inside. But God says, it doesn't matter. I have loved you. I have given you new life in the Lord Jesus. I've given you opportunities of ministries. And I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to help you at all times. I'm going to be very patient with you, and I'm going to persevere with you. And because of that, whether you serve on the board or in other manners. So let us remember that because it is God who persevere with us, God who is so rich in mercies and forgiveness towards us. So when the time comes, let us ask God to remind ourselves that we too need to be patient with ourselves. We too need to be merciful with one another. We too need to be appreciative of what God is doing, his own plan and his own timing. The third thing I learned about, making pots in a class like that is that the potter put his delight on the clay. Anyone who works with a piece of clay does so because he or she loves what he or she is going to create. The potter loves his work. God is a personal potter. He never abandons his work. He wants to shape us in such a way that we would reflect his personality and character. So therefore, as we serve God as God's servant, let's keep trusting God to pour his spirit into each and every human vessel here at the church, so that God can be an intimate part of our lives. When we serve, even though we're willing to serve, let's ask ourselves, let's encourage ourselves to never serve in such a way that God has become a stranger. We are still doing the work of God, but we have lost that intimacy with God through prayer, through scriptures, through spending time alone with God. But when we do that, allowing God to put his hands of work on us, we know that the result is a work of true beauty. Servants working together and servants used by God in kingdom work. I know that anyone who served God, anyone who's been involved in ministry, can testify readily that serving God oftentimes can be difficult. Sometimes I would ask myself, and I have, what is God the master artist doing with me right now? How is God working his own purposes out in this particular situation? What is God trying to do? What is he shaping, molding out of me? And why can't I see the finished product? I'm glad that I'm not a finished product. Because of that, I'm encouraged to remember that God keeps working on me. I'm clay. And he's the potter. I'm clay moldable in his hands. As a believer for many years, I've learned and still learning that God does not work in a hurry. So therefore, let's be patient with one another. Let's give ourselves, one another. Let's fill this church. Let's fill the area of ministry, whether it be church, home, or workplace, with plenty of mercies, with plenty of grace, and with plenty of freeing love from the Lord Jesus. I've also learned that much of the time, when God works with us and through us, God's work is invisible to our eyes. Sometimes I wish I could more readily and easily see what He's doing, but usually that is not the case. And usually when that happens, I know that it is my own impatience, my own sinfulness, my own old man surfacing. Nevertheless, in moments like that, let's keep trusting the Lord to do a new thing in us. As one of the pastors here, we will continue to pray that we will become more and more moldable in the mighty hands of the Divine Master. I want to close with this illustration. Early in the last century, sculptor Goodson Bogler gazed at the hills of South Dakota's Black Hills, and as any great artist would, he saw what no one else was able to see at that time. He saw in his mind the sculpted faces of U.S. presidents, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. And finally, after 14 years of labor, he finished his project, and today we have Mount Rushmore. But how in the beginning was he able to foresee such a work of art by looking at a number of hills? He envisioned what those black hills could become. So in the same way as we serve together with God as His servants, God is also at the same time envisioning and imagining what we are to become in Him. However, for Him to make a beautiful monument out of us, we must allow ourselves to be moldable into the image God desires. God wants to chip away the rough edges in our lives, and He wants to make us into works of art, so that all those around, when they see us, they'll be awed, inspired, and enriched. So I want to encourage all of us together today, as we pray for the board, as we pray for ourselves in the church, to hold on to this verse, and that we can always confidently say, God is the master porter at CCC, and we are all pieces of clay fashioned by Him for the work of His kingdom. So in closing, I'd like us to spend some time to pray together as a congregation. Today our focus will be on this verse, verse 8 of Isaiah chapter 64. We pray that you would first and foremost apply the verse to yourselves, to your ministry. We also pray that you would pray for the board and the pastors. You will pray for this church to become moldable pieces of clay in God's hand. We would ask God to always remind us, pause us if He needs to, so that we can wait on Him for His timing and for His plan. For when we do that, as individual believers and as a church, the world, the community, those around us will begin to see what God can do when His church is yielded to Him. I want to close with these lines from a very famous hymn, and I pray that somehow it would guide our thoughts, our meditations, and our prayers. Have Thy own way, O Lord, have Thy own way, for You are the porter, we are the clay. So let us enter into a time of praying together. Remember, start with yourselves And then pray for fellow brothers and sisters. And don't forget to give thanks to God. Isaiah prayed to God, and he knew that God answered his prayer. And Isaiah thanked God for that. So let us also remember to give thanks and praise to the Lord, for we know that he does listen and answer our prayers. Let us pray.